What is your God's name? Part 63. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheids of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotten On version, the one that's not available in any bookshops in the world. There's a couple available in Texas in America at the Yah Movement, or the Sacred Name Movement people, they have them, but in no bookshop in the world. I have a couple of copies. Should you require any information, please contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international number for the WhatsApp, 0722-367-124. Go to my website, https://yahbah.co.za. If this is the first time that you're about to participate in the study, go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different messages or studies, also our TikTok messages. Please contact, just sign up with a WhatsApp or with YouTube actually, and then you can receive all the different notifications. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen, paper, and should you require any information about the names that we are using, you can contact me at the above numbers as senior. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua, let it be. We are continuing where we left off last week. And his name is One. Now it says, I'm going to say it and I'm going to show capital letters, and the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, in brackets, Yah, Y-A-H, or Yafa, our Elohim, shall be over all the earth. In that day it shall be the Lord, that the Lord is one, L-O-R-D, it's impossible. This is in Zechariah. It's impossible. The word Lord never existed in the Old Testament. It's totally impossible. The word Lord comes from Kyrios and Theos, which is the Greek from the 2nd century. It was Kyrios, Theos, it means sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus. And then only in the 13th century, the word Lord was manufactured. First it was Greek, and then the word Theos, and then Kyrios became Lord. So there was no word as Lord in the Old Testament. Shall be over all the earth, and it in that they shall be. The Lord is one. No. Yahweh our Elohim is one. And his name is one. Lord is not a name. Lord is referring to the name Baal or Baali, which is a pagan god. Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16 says, you shall no longer call me Lord, L-O-R-D, capital letters, but my husband, my Baali. Verse 16 says, then I will remove the name of the Baals, Baali, from your lips. So Lord could never exist. He says, and he, Yahweh our Elohim, is one, and his name is one, according to Zechariah 14 verse 9. I, Yahweh Shua, and my father Yahweh are one. John 10 verse 30. How do you like that one? John 10 verse 30. I, Yahashua, and my father, Yaffa, are one. Not two or three different gods, but one. Have we not all one father? Has not one God, which is called El, Yah, Yaffa, El Elohim, created us? Who created us? Yaffa or El? According to Malachi 2 verse 10, Malachi 2 verse 10, please note that the title El, E-L, and Yah, Y-A-H, all capital letters, are all different references to Yaffa, El Elohim, with references to exactly the very same name. So will I strengthen them in Yaffa, El Elohim. The 16:11 says, Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name. In what? In His name. Lord is not His name. Is a reference to Yaffa is the name. Zechariah 10 verse 12. Which name? Surely not the Roman Catholic creation. Because in Zechariah, the Roman name never existed, because the Roman Empire never existed. Surely not the Roman Catholic creation, the name Lord, but rather the one and only name known to every Israelite for more than 4,000 years, the name of Yaffa, their Elohim. Hallelujah. We are so privileged in this 21st century, today in 2025, to know Him by His name. Now it says here in Isaiah 52 verse 6, therefore my people shall know my name. I'm asking a question, which name? Therefore my people, which is Israel, shall know my name, N-A-M-E, which name? Therefore shall they in that day, they shall know that I am, who? I am He that speaks. Who? Yaffa. Behold, it is I. Who is I? Yaffa, your Elohim. According to Isaiah 52, verse 6. Praise the name of Yaffa. Hallelujah. And those who know your name, Yaffa, your Elohim, will put their trust in you, for you. Now he says, Lord. It's not Lord. How can it be Lord? Lord never exists. For you, Yaffa, or Yah. If I want to use a shortened version, Yah, Y-H-H, Yaffa, Yah. I don't like, just like the initials. I like the full name. Yaffa, El Elohim. Have not forsaken those who seeks you, Yaffa, your Elohim. According to Psalms 9, verse 10. In the following part of our study, it's important to note the different research and information regarding the proof of the letters V and W. V and W. Now you must fasten your seatbelt. The New Testament and the name Jesus. Was it Isos, I-E-S-O-U-S, in Greek? Isis, I-S-I-S, also Isis, spelled the same way. Was it Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, or Yahashua? Now this is what we're going to find out. I want you to listen to what the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible says. When dealing with this chapter, it would be necessary to restudy one or two of the elements we already studied. It's necessary. This chapter will take us into the revelation of how, when, and why the Roman Catholic Church created the name Isios, of Isis, and later the name Jesus. The name Jesus wasn't created in the second century. When they created the name Issos, or Issus, you can give it two ways. They changed the name from Yahashua to the sun god, Issus. Who? The sun god. Egyptian times was called Ra. In the Greek, the sun god. In the Greek time, it was called Zeus, the sun god. In the Roman time, it was the Greek god became Issus, the sun god. And Issus became the reference, referring to Yahashua as the son of the father. Issus, the sun god. And from between 100 and 127 AY after Yahashua to 1530, when Protestantism originated, the Roman Catholics never referred to a Jesus. There's no, that's not one Roman Catholic Bible in the whole of the Vatican. And go and ask the Pope, he must tell you. There's not one Roman Catholic Bible that used the name Jesus or obtained the name Jesus from the time between 100 and 127. Well, call it the second century. Up to the first, 16th century, 1530. Not one. Then they created the letter J. In order for the first time in history to create the person, Jesus. Supposed to be Yahashua. Supposed to be Issus. Because suddenly the son Issus just vanished in thin air. Issus. So Yahashua became Issus. Yahashua became Issus, who became Jesus. Where there was no J in the Greek or in the Hebrews up to the 16th century. 1524, I think, is the date. I will give you the right date exactly as we continue. And you know what? Don't believe me. Go on the internet. Just type in, when did the name Jesus originate? Or just, when did the letter J originate? Don't say that Jesus, then I'll say 2,000 years ago. Just ask when the letter J became known. Take a seatbelt or two, because you will fall out of your chair. And I hope it will open your eyes, if you are curious enough to go and seek for the truth. Test the truth. Test the things that I'm teaching you here. Test it by the Word and the Ruach Spirit. When reading the following scriptures, I will use the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rottenham versions, and in brackets, I will show the corrupted names which were created by the Roman Catholic Church throughout the ages, translated into 300 different English Bibles. Did you hear that? From the purpose of the study, I will use the King James 1611 Bible for your own benefit. This will give you the perspective of how they have changed the original words and name of Yahweh our Elohim. Let us read Matthew 1 verse 21 to 23. Matthew 1 verse 21 to 23. And she that is not Mary, Miriam, because Mary is a Greek name. She was a Hebrew lady. Even in the Quran, the Muslim Bible, Islam Bible, it states that Jesus' mother's name was Mary. It was Miriam. They say they know more than the Christians does. But the Christians is not the Protestants. The Christians, and people doesn't know it, is the Catholics. The Protestants is a totally other group. And the Charismatics and the Protestants are total different groups to the Christians. Christians were the Roman Catholic Church who originated 34 AY. That's why it was called the Roman Catholic Church. Roman State Church, Empire Church, Catholic meets United, and Church meets universally. She's universally the mother of all churches. That's why for 27 years, the last 27 years, I don't belong to no church or denomination or organization. I teach and preach what the Word shows. If I'm wrong, prove me wrong by the Word. Verse 21, and she, that's Miriam, shall bring forth a son. Capital S, son. And thou shalt call his name Yahshua. The angel could have never said to Miriam, you must call his name Jesus. From that time, for the next 1,600 years, there was not a name like Jesus. Prof, how can you be so certain? Well, there was no letter J in the Greek or the Hebrews for that 1,600 years. It's only in the 16th century when the letter J was created in order to change the name, which was Yahshua, which was changed to the Greek name Isos in the 2nd century, which was changed to the name Jesus in the 16th century. So the angel could never say to Miriam, you must call his name Jesus. Can you remember we dealt with this sometimes in the study sometimes ago when Saul was walking the road of Damascus and the light overshone him, and his word, the Bible says, and Yahshua spoke unto Saul in a Hebrew language. In English. English never existed. He spoke to him in a English language. Did the Greeks exist? Yes, of course it is. 300 years before Yahshua, the Greeks, go look, the Greek Empire exists. Babylon, Median Persia, Greece, then Rome. The Roman Empire actually drawn the Greek language from the Greeks. But the name Jesus never exists. The name Jesus exists because the Romans called Zeus, which was originally Ra from the Egyptian times. Ra, Egyptian times, Zeus, Greek, and then the Romans made Zeus, Isis, their own sun god. All titles of sun god. Also Nimrod. Nimrod is called the sun god. And his mother was Semiramis, the queen of heaven. It's coming back to Zeus. So Zeus existed for about 200 years before Yahshua did. Before Yahshua did. The sun god Zeus were worshipped by the Romans. And then when the Roman Catholic Church, that was originally united 34 AY after Yahshua, the state church, Roman Catholic Church, was originated, came to life to pressurize the bride of Yahshua, the Yahvist, because the gospel of Yahshua was overspreading the world. So much so that the Roman Empire feared overtaking of the empire by the Yahvist. And that's why for 1,500 years, the Roman Catholic Church murdered 150 million Yahvist and Hebrew people, trying to eliminate the name Yahshua. Burning any script, any manuscript, any book, anything they could lay their hands on to prove that there was a Yahshua. Somebody had an argument with me a year or what ago, and he says, just prove me one manuscript that the name Yahshua and Yahshua existed. I say, you won't find one manuscript because your forefathers, the Catholics, burned it all. They got rid of it all as they were killing 150 million Yahvist. It wasn't Christians, because the Roman Catholic Church was called Christians. Jah wist. Pride of Yahshua, and Hebrew people that confessed the name of Yahweh and Yahshua. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam, who from a 1611 Bible, King James Bible, that he converted to the restoration of the original sacred name Bible with all the ancient original Hebrew names in it. One man that had the guts to stand up for the kingdom of Yahweh. And tonight I salute you for what you've done. Putting in our hands something that we can teach from, which we can study. And I trust that these scriptures and these books that I'm writing and all this will mean something to somebody else, to have documents to teach from and to teach and learn their children from and preach it from the pulpits and preach it from the homestead, because we don't preach in, we don't believe in churches, because the Bible says your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. He doesn't live in churches, and that's why Yahshua never sent his disciple to any churches. He says to them, go from house to house and break bread. He didn't give each one a brown bread or a white bread. What are we doing? Every time that we are together, we are busy breaking the bread of life and drinking from the fountain of living waters. Hallelujah. Verse 21, and she, Miriam, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yahshua. We've already studied the names. It's undoubtable that Yahweh is the Father, coming from the Tetragrammaton, YHWH. Tetragrammaton you can't pronounce. You need the two A's. It's the only letters that works. Is the two A's, Alephs in Hebrew. Yod, Aleph, Hay, Vav, Aleph, Hay, Yahweh. A-Y-A-H-V-A-H, Yahweh. Yahweh in Hebrew. It's not Yahweh. There's no W in it. It's a V. The Vav is a V. Vav is like a candle in Hebrew. Vav. And she, Miriam, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yahshua. Father's name, Yahweh. Yahweh. And the Shua, S-H-U-A, means Redeemer and Savior. For he shall save his people. Who's his people? Who's his people? Did Yahshua came to save the world? No. No, 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 no. What does the scripture say? He shall save his people. Who's his people? Israel. When Yahweh spoke to Daniel, he says in Daniel 12, first he sent Gabriel in Daniel 7, 8, 9 and 10, he sent Gabriel to Daniel and his people. Who was Daniel's people? The Babylonians. No ways. The Israelites. And then in Daniel 12, Yahweh sends not Gabriel, but he sends the other angel, Michael, to Daniel and his people. Not the Babylonians. Who was Daniel's people? The Israelites. So when the angel spoke in Matthew 1:21, he says, and she, Miriam, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yahshua, for he shall save his people. Who's his people? The Gentiles. No. Yahshua never had intentions to come for the Gentiles. He was saved by his father for his people. And I've explained it before. 3 years of 3 years were the time that Yahshua ministered on the earth. 2 years of the 3 years. from where we immersed by John the Immerser in the Jordan River, from there he ministered only to his people, Israel. 2 years. He comes and says, don't feed your bread to the little dogs. Who were the little dogs? It's not a dog with a tail. It's not a dog with a tail. It was the Gentile people. They were referred to as dogs. Then Yahushua was riding the donkey on his way to Jerusalem to confirm his kingdom. The people were throwing their clothes down before the ass, the donkey, and they had palm trees, shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, for Yahushua was coming in the name of his Father. Now, if Yahushua were glorified there, if he has reached Jerusalem, they would have accepted him as the King of Kings and Israel's Messiah. And then Yahweh the Father turns the donkey away. The next thing we see Yahushua is where he's standing at the pit with a Gentile woman. And he said to the Samaritan woman, give me water. She says, how come that you, who are a Hebrew man, speaking to me, who's a Gentile? She was of a mixed race. Because she also refers to her forefathers, which was Abram, drank from the same well. Yahushua asked her water. And then he just continues, if you give me water, I shall give you some water. She said, but how can you give me water? You don't even have a container. Yahushua said, this water I'm going to give you. Well, you don't need a container. It will become a fountain of living water that will spring from within, upwards, outwards. That's the everlasting life. He was offering that Gentile woman not water to drink in a cup or in a mug or a container. He was offering her the everlasting life. That which was now sealed unto the nation of Israel. Israel's eyes were closed and their ears were sealed not to accept Yahushua as the Messiah. But the Gentiles, right there and then, when they spoke to that Gentile woman, his ministry for the last year of his 3 years would change only to the Gentiles. He will preach the gospel unto the Gentiles. That's why the word says, Yahweh says that those who were not, I say, I gathered myself a nation of those that were not circumcised by the flesh, but who were renewed by the mind. Mind, my soul's dimension. No longer the moment, no longer Yahushua, Yahweh the Father, needed the blood of animals. Where the high priest will sacrifice an offering unto himself first for his sins. But he would have a lamb, blamelessly, with no defect, who would also become the high priest. A savior for the Gentiles. From that day at the well, speaking to the Gentile woman, giving her water of eternal life, up till today in 2025. He is working, Father Yahweh is functioning and is working with the Gentile bride. And that's why when they said on the 23rd and 24th of September, the rapture is going to occur, I said, it's impossible, it just cannot happen. It cannot happen because it's not scriptural. Because it's a biblical timeline that Yahweh has given us. Daniel 9:27, Daniel 12:11, Daniel 12:12. That's the timeline. Should you require the timeline, you can send me an SMS. I have some of my students, Brother Rocco and Sister Yaoni, who has done it for us very nicely. fits on your cell phone in color. If you, it's free. If you send me SMS, the prof sent me the timeline of the 70 weeks of Daniel, which is the 490 years, where 483 years were concluded, right to the day that Yahushua was crucified. And we are waiting for the covenant to be made, and it's not a covenant between President Donald Trump and Netanyahu of Israel. It's between the Roman Catholic Pope and Israel. So we are waiting for it to happen. And from the time that is the sacrifice will be ceased, from there it will be 1290 days. Daniel 12 is 11 plus Daniel 12 is 12, 1335 days. That gives you a time of 2625 days, 7 years and 105 days, great tribulation. And she, Miriam, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yahushua. For he shall save his people from their sins. He came for the nation of Israel. Then Father returned the gospel of salvation, functioning through the redemption blood of Yahushua unto the Gentiles. Up till today, the majority of the eyes of the Israelites and the ears are sealed not to see and sealed not to hear. And that's why one third of them, the remnant, one third of Israel, in the great tribulation will be saved to the glory of Yahweh. And when Yahushua will appear in Revelation 19 verse 11 to 21, when he appears on the white horse, coming with a sword to come and make war. No, he's not going to make no war. He's won the war when he died on Calvary's hill. When he said, Father, is fulfilled. He's won. When he went down into Hades, coming back with the keys of death and the realm of death, he has won every war. He doesn't need to fight. The sword is not in his hand. Go and go read Revelation 19 verse 1 to 21. You'll find the sword is in his mouth. He is speaking judgment over the nation of Israel, the two-thirds that did not accept him as the Messiah, Savior and King, and the Antichrist world. So, and she, Miriam, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Yahushua, for he shall save his people, that's Israel, from their sins. Just bear with me a couple of seconds. When reading the scripture, we realize that the message of salvation was originally meant for his people, that's Israel, and not the lost world. Only 2 years of ministry of Yahushua on earth, after he was immersed by John the Immerser, that Yahushua, his father, changed his ministry. And then only did he, that's Yahushua, take the message of salvation through the redemption blood unto the salvation of the Gentiles. Now what we're going to do, we're going to stop right here. You can study the rest of the scripture, verse 22. That's of course Matthew 1 verse 21 to 23. Study the next two scriptures, or you can do the whole chapter and see what the word says. Till next week, in his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.